USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Earlier today, the First Lady underwent a long-planned medical procedure, and I'm pleased to report the procedure was a success.
That's Vice President Mike Pence speaking last night. Now, this morning, President Trump is out with an update on the First Lady Melania's hospital stay after minor surgery yesterday. The president tweeting that Melania is doing well and will be leaving the hospital in 2 to 3 days. He adds, "Thank you for so much love and support." The First Lady having what's called an embolization procedure of a benign kidney condition yesterday. A new U.S. embassy in Israel opens in Jerusalem yesterday. And President Trump says in a video message,
"It's been a long time coming."
Meanwhile, today funerals are being held for the nearly 60 Palestinian protesters killed during clashes with Israeli forces yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
President Trump will have lunch with Senate Republicans at the Capitol today to talk about what they can get done before November's midterm elections. Meanwhile, it's primary day in 4 states today. Voters heading to the polls in Pennsylvania, Oregon, Idaho, and Nebraska to select candidates for November's general elections. In Pennsylvania, Republicans will choose a candidate to take on incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey.
This is a great victory, and it has been a long time coming.
That's Missouri's Republican Governor Eric Greitens after prosecutors announced they're dropping a criminal invasion of privacy charge against him. Greitens had been accused of taking a partially nude photograph of his hairdresser without her knowledge or permission.
This experience has been humbling, and I have emerged from it a changed man.
He still faces a charge of computer tampering for taking a donor list without permission, and on Friday, Missouri's legislature will have a special session to consider impeaching him. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The actress best known for playing across from Superman has died at the age of 69.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me! Who's got you?
Margot Kidder, best known for playing Lois Lane in the original Superman movie, but she also did Broadway and had guest roles on TV shows like Smallville and Brothers and Sisters. Uber will no longer be forcing passengers who say they've been sexually assaulted by drivers into arbitration. The ride-hailing company announcing that it's changing its terms of service to help battle the culture of silence surrounding sexual violence. The move comes after a CNN investigation found more than 100 Uber drivers had been accused of sexual abuse of passengers just in the United States over a 4-year period. The company is also no longer requiring confidentiality when it comes to settlements or lawsuits concerning assault and harassment. And football fans might never know if Eli Manning signed off on bogus game-worn helmets or not. A settlement has been reached in a case, but terms have not been disclosed. The case was brought by 3 sports collectors who sued the Giants quarterback for memorabilia fraud, saying that they'd paid thousands of dollars for helmets Manning wore in games, but the helmets they got were never worn in games. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.